Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning, we're going to go over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we're going to visit with Tasha Eichhorn. And good morning, Tasha.
Good morning.
Well, it's a warm day today, huh?
Yes, finally getting nice out.
Yep, getting the heat, I guess. So, hey, Tasha, what's your title at CCM Health?
Yeah, so I'm a nurse practitioner. I do family practice and also specialize in dermatology.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, your education, and how long you've been with CCM Health, Tasha.
Yeah, so I have been with CCM Health on and off for about 20 years. Started as a CNA and I've done a variety of roles in the community. I live just north of Watson with my husband. We have 5 children. We have the 3rd child graduating this year and we'll be out of the house.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and then we have 2 dogs.
Okay, so you keep busy then.
Yep.
All right. Tasha, what are we going to talk about this morning?
June is Sun Awareness Month, so just some things about protecting yourself from the sun, ways to prevent skin cancer, things like that.
Okay, good. Good subject when it's warm out and the sun's shining.
Yes.
All right. You know, I guess I got some questions right off the bat, Tasha. What's the difference between UVA and UVB?
Yeah, so these are 2 types of rays that are emitted from the sun, both of which can cause skin cancer. UVA is the ray that actually refers to as aging, so it prematurely causes the skin to age and wrinkle. And then the UVB is known as the burning ray, and both of these things are we want to watch out for.
Okay. And, of course, you protect yourself with sunscreen with that, right?
Yep, yep. Okay. Sunscreen, protective clothing.
So what happens when you don't protect your skin, Tasha?
So over years of exposure of the sun, you can actually develop a skin cancer. And there's 3 different types of skin cancers that we watch for. Basal cell carcinoma, it's called. This appears as a dome-shaped growth on the skin. Squamous cell carcinoma, which is rough and bumpy and often bleeds. And then the melanoma, which is the bad one. And those can look like moles. And so those are the things we want to watch for.
Okay. Yeah, you want to keep close eye on moles that grow or turn dark, right?
Yep, yep. Any change in size, color, shape, and over a short period of time, for instance, a year or two, we would want to look at that with a dermoscope and see if we need to take a biopsy of it.
Okay. So how can you protect yourself from the sun?
Yeah, so there's a few ways. There's no right way or wrong way to do it, but protecting would include seeking shade. The sun's strongest between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Dressing to protect from the sun, wearing long sleeve shirts, hats, sunglasses, applying sunscreen, using caution even in the snow and sand because it can reflect off the water in the snow and cause intensifying sun rays, and then avoiding tanning both indoors and outdoors.
Okay. So how do sunscreens work? Tasha, my wife's very fair-skinned, and she probably uses a whole bottle. She lathers herself up with sunscreen more than anybody I know.
Yeah. So. Yep. So that's great. Fair skin is a little bit more at risk. Mm-hmm. So physical sunscreens are the ones that work like a shield, and they contain often zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, and those are the ones that block the harmful rays from getting through your skin. We do recommend an SPF of 30 or higher, and that typically will block about 97% of the harmful rays, and applying it at least every 2 hours. It's good to think about 10 a.m., noon, and 2 p.m. is the best times to apply it.
Okay. All right. And the types of sunscreens, what type of sunscreens are the best?
Yeah. So anything with the zinc in it and a broad spectrum with an SPF of at least 30. And then depending on the skin type, we do recommend creams for dry skin, and the face. And then gels are good for people that have oily skin and hairy areas.
Okay. Summertime, a lot of kids are in community swimming pools and at the lake. Let's talk about protecting your kids. What's the best sun protection for kids?
So we don't recommend using sunscreen under the age of 6 months. So avoiding the sun under the age of 6 months is the best. If they do need to be out, to wear the protective clothing and use umbrellas. A fun fact, 90% of sun damage actually occurs before the age of 18. So protecting children and preventing that sunburning, the blistering sunburn before the age of 18 is really important. So we like to think of the ABCs when it comes to kids and protecting them from the sun. A would stand for away, stay away from the sun in the middle of the day. B is to block the sun with clothing, water-resistant sunscreen. And then C would be to cover up, so put on clothing, long sleeve shirts, sunglasses when possible.
Okay. Yeah, that's important to do to protect your children's skin, that's for sure.
Yep.
So, you know, we were talking about moles before. Let's go back to moles. What do common moles look like, and what do we check for with when it comes to moles?
Yeah, so some people are just blessed with a lot of moles, and common ones are fairly small, round with a smooth edge, typically round and have a clear border. They can be flat or slightly raised, and they stay the same from month to month, which means they don't change. So if there is a mole that increases in size, color, the border becomes irregular, those are the things that we want to watch for.
Okay. All right. So who are the individuals at higher risk for skin cancer, Tasha?
Yeah, like we talked about, people with light-colored skin, they're more at risk for burning. People that have more freckles, they usually burn rather than tan. Blonde or red hair, blue and green eyes, people that have more than 50 moles on their body. Any person can get skin cancer. Like the melanoma is actually hereditary and is also caused from the sun. So there are different aspects, but there are people that definitely are more at risk.
Yep. Well, I'm going to get a little personal here, Tasha. I'm in my 60s, and the older I get, the more things start popping up on my skin.
Yep.
Well, what is this?
Yeah.
I want to get rid of it.
Yeah. We do free skin cancer screenings here at CCML once a year. We do several checks, and we use what's called a dermoscope, and it actually allows us to look at the cells and take a closer look to see if they are concerning areas or not. And if they're concerning, we'll take a biopsy and send it in, and they give us a little bit more information and let us know if it's cancerous or not.
Okay. What are the ABCDEs of skin cancer, Tasha?
Yeah, so like we talked about, A is asymmetry. So if one half looks like the other, then it's okay. But if they look different than the other, then that's concerning. The B is for border. So that means if it's irregular, that's a warning sign. C stands for color. So especially real dark black moles, those are a little bit more concerning. D is for diameter. So anything greater than 6 millimeters in size, which is the size of about a pencil eraser, we would want to look at that more closely. And then E stands for evolving, which means something rapidly growing and changing in those size, shape, and color.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So, we already talked about how is skin cancer diagnosed.
Yep.
Yeah. So what do you do if you are diagnosed with skin cancer?
Yeah. So we'll get the report back from the pathology and then talk about a few options. There's typically see a surgeon, and then there's also called Mohs surgery done by a dermatologist. And depending on the type of cancer, they do a really great job to removing just the cancer itself, and the scarring is very minimal.
Okay. Well, as we wrap up our Wellness Wednesday here, how can someone prevent skin cancer? You talked about sunscreen. Are there other ways, or?
I think self-awareness and just, you know, watching your own skin throughout the years. Self-monitoring is really important.
Self-monitoring. Okay. So someone would like to get a hold of you, Tasha, if they have any more questions or your services, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can call CCM Health at 320-269-8878.
All right. Well, that was very informative, Tasha. Thank you for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That's Tasha Eichhorn from CCM Health, a nurse practitioner. And slap that sunscreen on, right, Tasha?
Right. Thanks. Okay.
And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.